Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The situation after the torrential rains and floods has once again made it clear that Muslims are in need of a guardian khilafah. Since June 26, floods in various areas of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Punjab, and Karachi have resulted in the deaths of more than 650 people and injured over 1,000. Thousands of homes have been washed away along with people's lifelong savings, household belongings, and vehicles. Our sisters and daughters, symbols of chastity and honor, have been deprived of their homes and privacy, forced to live under the open sky. Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Pakistan shares equally in the grief of all our Muslim brothers and sisters. We endure this hardship with patience and call on other Muslims to do the same. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه.
No fatigue, nor illness, nor sorrow, nor sadness, nor hurt, nor distress befalls a Muslim, not even the prick of a thorn, except that Allah expiates some of his sins because of it. Bukhari and Muslim. Yet at this very moment, the incompetence, negligence, and indifference of our rulers has been exposed. This is not the first time that Pakistan has been engulfed by a flood disaster. The destructive floods of 2010 and 2022 are still fresh in memory. In the 2022 floods alone, one-third of the country was affected, and 33 million people were left in hardship. Pakistan is among the 10 countries most affected by climate change. It has more than 9,000 glaciers, the largest number in the world outside the North and South Poles. Their rapid melting has further increased the risk of floods. However, as always, our rulers only appear active for a few days of media coverage, after which everything is forgotten. For example, the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government allocated a mere 800 million rupees for the entire province and just 500 million rupees for Bunir district, which is neither sufficient for rebuilding infrastructure nor for providing basic relief to the affected people. The politics of these democratic rulers is limited to media management rather than genuine public service. By contrast, under the Khilafa Caliphate, the Khalifa, Caliph, is responsible for the guardianship of the entire Ummah. He is accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subject to the scrutiny of the Ummah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته فالإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته.
Each of you is a shepherd and each of you is accountable for his flock. The Imam, Khalifa, is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. Bukhari and Muslim. Had the Khilafah been established today, it would not hide its shortcomings behind terms of quote-unquote cloudburst. Instead, it would build institutional and systematic infrastructure, engaging in long-term planning and take effective measures to minimize losses. But successive governments of Pakistan have neglected this matter for over 7 decades, as their priorities have always been revolved around safeguarding the interests of colonial powers. The problems of the people are only taken seriously to the extent that they affect the survival of their governments. In the Islamic Khilafah, the life of a Muslim is sacred, and compensation, diya, is paid for the loss of life caused by of human reasons, including negligence and complacency. In contrast, in the democratic system, human worth is reduced to political influence and the ability to impact the power struggle. The capitalist democratic system has repeatedly delivered nothing to Muslims except humiliation, deprivation, and helplessness. The time has come to bury this system and establish the Khilafah. The Muslims of Pakistan, together with our armed forces, must end the outdated system and declare the establishment of the Khilafah. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.